So far, we've walked you through two reports, Penny's and Jess's. Penny's case hit an almost immediate dead end after what she describes as a damaging experience with a patrol officer. But Jessa, who you heard from at the beginning of this episode, got a little bit further into the maze of the criminal justice system. Her case was handed off to a detective, and she heard back from that detective pretty promptly. She spent 10 months working with detectives at the police department.
It's been like a second job.
I'm trying to put myself in Jessa's shoes here. We all know that familiar feeling of waiting for an email to come in. Imagine constantly checking your phone or your inbox for an update on your case, maybe while you're working full-time or trying to raise a child. It's a constant pull at your attention. It's this low-level stress about the status of your case. And for a lot of survivors, that sense of feeling powerless makes it hard for them to work through their trauma. Here's Jessa again.
When I think about it, I get really, really frustrated having to deal with every step of the way, like having to call, you know, the sergeant and having make it very clear it was not a priority. And then having to call the detective when it finally got, you know, the case assigned. And like they were kind of condescending each time when they'd explain stuff, but I just pushed through. I'm like, okay, well, this is what I'm explaining. And like, okay, you know, and every time I just try to have to let go of that conversation and just next step, like it's just forward. I'm not dwelling on this stuff. But then you stop after, you know, it's been like over a year now since they told me that they weren't really going to do anything with the case, and then it'll just sit there. All this stuff that I did, everything they wanted, I did it. Like, I worked so hard and went nowhere. It is infuriating.
Be prepared for your detective to just not call you. Make sure that you contact or follow up with your detective. They may not reach out to you. They're very busy on multiple cases. It's like you're not a priority to them.
In one of our group recording sessions, Aurora Jimenez talked about the lack of communication when she reported a rape to Sacramento police 5.5 years ago. She says that she never heard back from a detective.
Why is there no follow-up with a detective like you promised? Why would you hand us some fucking card and say, okay, we'll contact you, and then not contact us? Like, why? What is the point? Are you really trying to make us feel worse? That's what it felt like. It's like, oh, so now you're going to also break a promise from the one institution that we're taught we can rely on.
You have to reach out and you have to do this. And I had to message him on Instagram and was going back and forth with emails with her, like, and nothing happened.
That's Erin Price Dixon. She reported a rape in 2018 and participated in an investigation for about a year.
I guess what I was expecting, even if they couldn't move forward or at a phase where they're waiting on something, I would have liked that communication given to me versus me reaching out after not hearing from somebody for weeks or months about my case. I would have just liked a better form of communication, even if you're just messaging me or calling me to let me know, like, hey, Erin, you know, we are still working on your case. It is still open, but this is the stage we're at right now. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. I guess that would have made me feel more at ease and just comfort knowing that versus just not knowing anything at all.